Hello, and welcome to the Radio Nowhere Show. I'm the host and the producer of the show, Dr. Don. The show is broadcast from here on CKMS Radio Waterloo every Saturday night at midnight, with a replay every Thursday at 11 a.m. at 102.7 FM and on radiowaterloo.ca. I'm doing something a little different this week. Now, I'm a radio guy. I love to hear a wide variety of songs from a variety of artists. Others like to hear the entire album to get a better sense of the message being communicated by the artist. Personally, I feel that there are very few examples where the idea of a concept album really works. For me, anyway. This week, I'm going to bend a rule and play an entire album. It's Days of Future Past by the Moody Blues. It's an album where the whole is definitely greater than the sum of its parts. The entire album runs around 44 minutes, and in keeping with the intent, I won't break in and interrupt the flow, and I won't fiddle about with the transitions between the tracks. So without further ado, I give you the Moody Blues with the Days of Future Past album in its entirety.
cold-hearted orb that rules the night removes the colors from our sight. Red is gray and yellow white, but we decide which is right and which is an illusion. Pinprick holes in a colorless sky let insipid figures of light pass by. The mighty light of 10,000 suns challenges infinity and is soon gone. Nighttime to some, a brief interlude. To others, the fear of solitude. Brave Helios, wake up your steeds. Bring the warmth the countryside needs.
Thank you. me. The trees are drawing me near. I've got to find out why. Those gentle voices I hear explain it all in a sigh.
Thank you. sun goes down and the clouds all frown. Night has begun for the sunset. See it with your eyes, earth re-energized by the sun's rays every day. Take a look out there, planets everywhere. Shadows on the ground never make a sound, fading away in the sunset. Night has now become day for everyone. I can see it all from this great height. I can feel the sun slipping out of sight, and the world still goes on through the
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end. And I love you. Thank you.
Breathe deep the gathering gloom. Watch lights fade from every room. Bedsitter people look back and lament. Another day's useless energy spent. Impassioned lovers wrestle as one. Lonely man cries for love and has none. New mother picks up and settles her son. Senior citizens wish they were young. Cold-hearted orb that rules the night removes the colors from our sight. Red is gray and yellow white, but we decide which is right and which is an illusion.
Well, what did you think? You might be very familiar with some of those tracks, like Tuesday Afternoon and Nights in White Satin, as individual songs, but hopefully you have a new appreciation for the entire project. The Moody Blues had started out as a rhythm and blues band, as many bands did in the 60s in the UK. They had one commercially successful hit in 1964, the single Go Now. But a year later, guitarist Denny Lane and bassist Clint Warwick left the group, and John Lodge and Justin Hayward joined. That explains the rather drastic change of musical styles the band went through, from rhythm and blues to what we typically associate with the Moody's, a very melodic, classical music-influenced style. How this, the first of many similar albums, came about involves an interesting bit of deception and risky maneuvers by the band and the staff in the studio where it was recorded. According to interviews with band members Justin Hayward and Ray Thomas, the group were hired to record a demonstration disc for Decca's newly formed Duram Records division. The company wanted to demonstrate their latest recording techniques, where they had experimented with stereophonic sound for classical recordings. Every recording was in stereo, not just remastered later in stereo, but actually recorded with a wide stereo sound. They wanted to expand into the pop market in the same way. The record company's plan was to create a demo record that combined stereo classical recordings with pop tunes performed by the Moody's. Specifically, Antonin Dvorak's Symphony No. 9, interwoven with pop tunes like Blue Suede Shoes and Rock Around the Clock, stuff like that. The boys had been developing a stage show called Days of Future Past, and they conspired with the studio staff to record that instead. The rest, as they say, is history. So I hope you liked it. Please let me know your thoughts. I've got a few minutes left, so here's a few more tunes before I wrap up the show.
With the help of God and two friends, I come to realize what you want. Maybe sometimes then you don't. But leave your mind alone. Just get high. Don't move your lips, just shake your head.
some silver bells and pocket shells and pretty maids all in a row walking the dog. Yeah, walking the dog. If you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the dog. Yeah, I'm walking.
Short set started with Ain't Wasting Time No More from the Allman Brothers from their 1972 album Eat a Peach. After the Allman Brothers, it was the Rolling Stones with Shake Your Hips from Exile on Main Street, then Walkin' the Dog from the Boogie Kings. This is a band that never achieved much more than regional success in their native Louisiana, but over their 55 years, they managed to release 16 albums. Finally, an acoustic number from SRV, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Double Trouble, Life by the Drop, to close off the set and the show. So that's it for me for another week. I hope you liked the music I played for you. Again, keep your cards and letters and Facebook comments coming. I mentioned at the top of the show that the show is broadcast by CKMS Radio Waterloo at 102.7 on the FM dial, but the show is also available for your dining and dancing pleasure at Radio 42 North, The Pirate, every Saturday at 10 a.m. and every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Radio 42 North is an internet-only station, and it's carried on the TuneIn and Radio Garden apps or direct at radio42north.com. So now you have even more options for when to hear the show. But as always, the podcast version is also available, which means you'll never miss a show and can listen to it when it suits you. Until next week then, peace.